Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, nine segments of today's broadcast are now in the books. We appreciate you staying tuned in for the remaining few minutes of the program this week. Live from the New York Times Travel Show in New York City, and this portion of our program is sponsored by 1-800-Flowers.com.
It is, and I'm talking to all of you listeners, but I'm also talking to the guy on my right here. Valentine's Day is less than 3 weeks away. If you're in an important relationship, there are a couple of important dates that are ideal for roses, birthdays, anniversaries, and, of course, Valentine's Day. Right now, you can get 18 red roses for just $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more.
Now, all relationships are important, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I've already got it covered, though, roses?
Yeah. You got it covered. Good. Let me add to this that bouquet prices will be going up soon, so take advantage today. Just pick your delivery date, and they'll take care of everything else. When it comes to life special occasions, don't settle for anything less than our Rose Authority. And that's 800flowers.com. And right now you're going to get 18 red roses for $29.99, or you can step up to the big time and get 24 red roses, two dozen, for only $10 more. 800flowers.com, click on the radio icon and you'll get that deal, or you can enter our promo code RM. Or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
You definitely can. So, listen, it's been a fun broadcast today, both on air and off air. We've had so many of our show friends stopping by. And just off his latest appearance on Fox and Friends earlier today is Kurt Knudsen. He's made his way across Manhattan to join us. So, first, Kurt, how was the traffic?
Hey, easy ride here.
It's weekend,
7:30 in the
right?
morning.
Yeah,
it's easy in the city on the weekends.
That's
so,
true. That's exactly right. Anytime,
you know.
Exactly.
I like that you saved the best for last.
Well, Kurt, thank
you. You stole my line. I'm going to say that later when we do the panel together.
We knew you had other priorities before getting over here.
Yeah.
We start at 10.
You're a busy guy, Kurt. It's okay. Yeah. We're happy to have you.
I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Well,
you
thank you.
Awesome.
So, listen, you're just back. We haven't talked to you since CES, and whether it was at CES or, frankly, anywhere, any travel or tech gadgets that folks across the country should be looking out for?
Yeah, it's fun.
And what is CES?
So I love travel, and I love technology, so you can imagine – being out in Las Vegas at the big Consumer Electronics Show, which is a big Super Bowl of tech, I like the new stuff like the TVs, but what I really love is what I can use when I travel on the road. Right. And so I look for those kind of gadgets. And you see a lot of stuff that's more concept and kind of silly, like robotic luggage that'll follow you somewhere. Are you really going to buy that? Probably not. Is it realistic? It looks cool. But can you imagine how many people are going to be bumping into it?
And using it?
Nah, you stay with the tried and true reliable. I saw this really cool thing, though. When you travel, especially if you go outside of the country, there's a really cool router that you bring with yourself. So it connects up with about 4 million Wi-Fi connections around the world that they have relationships with. Hmm. So you carry this router around with you. It's pocket size. It's called the Nomi Slim Smart Travel Router. You can connect up to 8 of your own devices with it, including your phone. So rather than get a SIM card in that country, or rather than turn on your phone to that country and pay the often exorbitant prices, this lets you dial in to a reduced rate on data that you don't get surprised with on the bill. And then your phone calls come through that, and you don't worry about a new phone number and all that kind of junk when you travel. I like it because it creates your own safe network. So you're not on – even if you log through a public Wi-Fi, what it lets you do is connect back to what's called a virtual private network.
The VPNs.
Yeah, VPNs.
Safe using it in a public area.
That makes it safe.
Nomi, M-O-M-I?
I love you, too.
Nomi, how do you spell it?
N-O-M-M-I.
Oh, two M's. Nomi Slim what?
Nomi Slim Smart Travel Router.
This is why we saved for the end, because you brought the humor.
That's out in March. It's not out yet. $120 though, when that comes out. It'll be one of the first things I order from the show.
I just wrote that down. I really like that.
And then I don't know if you have anybody who travels with you who may need medication. There's always somebody in the family, especially specialized medication. I have somebody in my family we do too. So we need refrigerated. We usually bring a really cool polar bear cooler that we check, or we bring it on board. And one of the things when you go through TSA on those gel packs, if they're not completely frozen, if they have any liquid, they're like, no, can't bring it.
Can't take it on, right?
But if it's completely frozen, you're good. But what a hassle it is. So they've come up with this thing called Life in a Box. Life in a Box is a little container that will chill medication for about 4 hours between it being plugged in. And it's just a great thing. So you keep it with you. It's safe to travel on board with.
How big is it?
tiny. It looks like they have various sizes, but there's one. It looked like I couldn't tell if it's like maybe the thing that you would put
a pencil box,
five giant pins you could fit into.
Okay, all right.
So it would be great for some injections.
Does it have any liquid or stuff in it, or no?
No liquid at all. Right. So it's TSA approved, and it's also sort of like ballistic. It's very tough, so it's not going to get crushed. Because one of the biggest concerns is when you put medication in your suitcase and it gets crushed, that you can't replace that on the road very easily.
No. So when is that coming out?
That I'm not sure. I'll look for
That'll
it and find
soon.
Out. Yeah.
Right.
I want to say this to you. Listen, you always bring good information. We appreciate that. And I'm sure all of this and others is up on your website, folks. Very easy. Just cyberguide.com. We tell you to go there for all your travel and tech, cyberguide.com. Kurt, great to do this in person.
Hey, great to see
you
guys
so
in
much.
New York City.
Likewise. I appreciate that. And
Rudy's not so bad looking either.
and we like to bring
I've
him along.
I've heard that said.
So, Mary, listen, and Rudy, we got to put a wrap
That's
on
a wrap.
It. That's it. Two hours of going by quickly today. We thank everybody for coming by the broadcast today. That's going to wrap things for us from the New York Times Travel Show. Please connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook at RM World Travel. Special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with Mary, Rudy, and me. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates and sponsors, almost 400 of you out there. And thanks to all of you out there who helped make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.